What is True by Eitan Boritzer. What is true? A long time ago, it was true and everybody knew that the earth was flat, that the sun circles around the earth, and that a man cannot fly. But today, it's true and everybody knows that the earth is round, that the earth circles around the sun, and that a man can fly. Well, at least in an airplane or a rocket. Does that mean that what is true is something that can change? What is true? If I tell you that snow is white, but you've never seen snow, should you just believe me? If I tell you that the stove is hot, but you've never touched a hot stove, should you just believe me? If I tell you that cheeseburgers are not really good for you, should you just believe me? Should you believe whatever anybody tells you is true? Or should you find out for yourself what is true? Can something be true even if you can't see it? It's true that there are stars up in the sky during the day even if you can't see them. It's true that there are fish in the ocean even if you can't see them. It's true that there are rabbits in rabbit holes even if you can't see them. But how can you know that something is true if you can't see it? To really know what is true, maybe we have to investigate. To investigate means to find out for yourself if something is true or not. So, if you really want to know if there are fish in the ocean, maybe you can investigate by diving into the ocean to find out for yourself if there are any fish down there. If you really want to know if the snow is white, maybe you can climb up a mountain to see if all that white stuff at the top is really snow. But if you want to know if the stove is really hot, do you really have to touch it? When should we investigate if something is true, and when should we not? Is what is true always as simple as it sounds? Firefighters fight fires, dancers dance, and owls hoot, right? Those things sound simple and true, right? But firefighters also eat and sleep and watch TV and do all kinds of other stuff too, right? A dancer also walks and skips and jumps, right? An owl hoots, but an owl also flies and eats mice, right? Maybe what is true is not always as simple as it sounds. Sometimes we say something about somebody or something that we think is true, but maybe it's just our opinion. Now, an opinion is just what you believe about somebody or something. And any person can have an opinion, but that opinion may just be true for that person. Maybe a friend says something about you that is just his or her opinion, and that may not really be true, but that may hurt you, right? Or maybe you say something about a friend that is just your opinion, and that may not really be true, and that might hurt your friend, right? So maybe when we say something about somebody or something, we should be real careful to know what is true and what is just our opinion. Sometimes we have to decide what is true and what is not true, and that can be very hard to do. Like maybe you have a fight with your friend at school, and you blame your friend for starting the fight, and he blames you. Well, how can we decide what is true when two people both believe that what each of them is saying is true? Well, maybe your mom or dad or your teacher or another grown-up or even another kid can help you decide what is true. But how do they know what is true? Maybe if you slow down, take a few breaths, and listen real quietly, deep inside yourself, you will be able to hear and know what is really true. Should we believe what is true just because a million people say that something is true? Suppose a million people say that eating candy is good for kids. Does that make it really true? Suppose 1 million people say that Santa Claus lives up in the North Pole. Does that make it really true? Suppose 1 million people say that the Tooth Fairy is real and so is the Boogeyman. Does that make it true? What if 1 million people say that you should not like people with green skin because they eat bugs? Does that make it really true? Can 1 million people ever be wrong? Can we change what is true if we believe that by changing something, we can make it better for all of us? Maybe it's true that a kid is a tattletale, or that a kid is a bully, or that a kid bites his or her nails. And maybe because of those things, you start not to like those kids. But maybe a tattletale is really afraid of something. Maybe a bully is really angry about something. And maybe a nail biter is really worried about something. So maybe we can begin to understand that those kids really need some help. And maybe we can figure out how to change things so that we can make things better for all of us. Maybe we can even change war to peace or polluted places to clean places. And maybe we can even change the sometimes not so nice things that we do into nice things. Sometimes we may say something that is not true, or that is not our opinion, and that's called a lie. Sometimes we lie in order to hide something because we're afraid of what might happen to us if somebody finds out what is true. Did you ever lie because you were afraid? Sometimes we lie to hurt somebody or to make ourselves feel important. Sometimes we lie just a little bit so as not to hurt somebody's feelings, and that's called a white lie. Sometimes a person tells so many lies that he or she forgets what is true. Maybe if we just say what is true, even though we're afraid of what might happen to us, then maybe nothing bad will really happen. Maybe most of the time it's easier just to say what is true and not to lie. What do you think? Maybe what is true is just what is always happening, right now. What does that mean? If you are breathing in and out, that is what is true, right now. If you feel the cold winter air blowing on your face, that is what is true, right now. If you see some bright red roses, or hear some birds singing, or taste some yummy ice cream, that is what is true, right now. So maybe what is true is just what is always happening, right now. A long time ago, a very wise person said that what is true can be two different things at the same time. What did he mean by that? Like, did you ever go to the beach and make a sand castle with some wet sand? What happens when the ocean sends in a little wave and washes away the sand castle? Is it still a sand castle? 1 minute, it's true that you have a sand castle. But the next minute, it just goes back to being the wet sand that it always was anyway. So it was true that you had a sand castle, but it was also true that all you had was some really wet sand. That's an example of how what is true can be two different things at the same time. Can you think about two different things that are true at the same time? Is everything we see in a movie or watch on TV or see in a commercial or play on a video game true? Is everything we read true? Is there really a superhero who can beat up all the bad guys and fly off the tops of buildings and never get hurt? Is there really a girl who always has cool friends and cool clothes and always gets to go anywhere she wants whenever she wants? Maybe when we watch those movies or TV shows or commercials or play those video games or go on the internet, we have to think and decide carefully about what is true and about what is not true. Why do you think it's important to think about that one? Can something be true only for you? Once I heard about a girl who talks to her angel when she's alone in her room. Now, no one has ever seen that girl's angel, and one night, her mom passed by her door and heard the girl talking to her angel. The mom asked who the girl was talking to, and after the girl explained it, the mom said that was okay. Do you have an angel or an imaginary friend that nobody can see or hear but you? Can you share that angel or imaginary friend with somebody else? So maybe something can be true only for you, even if nobody else can see or hear it. But maybe it's also okay for you to share that with somebody else, too. Can something be true always, everywhere, and forever? We know that it's true that everything changes, that flowers get old and die, that dolls get left under the bed, and that cars get broken and forgotten. We know that it's true that mountains change, that forests, rivers, and oceans change. But do we know anything that is true always, everywhere, and forever? Maybe what is true always, everywhere, and forever is love, or peace, or respect, or that nice feeling we get when we help people who need our help. Maybe there are many other things that are also true always, everywhere, and forever, if we just stop to think about them. What is true? Maybe what is true is something that we can investigate on our own or with some help from other people. Maybe what is true is something that is always, everywhere, and forever, but maybe what is true also changes from time to time. Maybe what is true can be two different things at the same time. Maybe what is true is sometimes different for different people. Maybe what is true is what is always happening right now. And maybe what is true is a question that we can and should keep asking our whole lives.